Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Wrap It Up Wednesday on the program, which is why you're getting all this.
Fall in love again.
Is this Shy?
Yes, this is Shy.
Yep. Wow.
And some of them that are still, this is still makes the list in my house.
Oh, this is a great song.
Yeah.
Does Shy still exist?
I don't believe so.
5 o'clock
Hello?
Hour on Hello.
I was sexy. That's how I do
and
it.
And I said, hello.
attraction.
5 o'clock hour in Hockman and Crowder is brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Do you have that info on the Funky Buddha Cruise by any chance?
I do. Y'all come join me on the Funky Buddha Caribbean Cruise. It is February 22nd. It's a 5-day, 5-night. It's next year, guys, and it's going to be off the chain. FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com/cruise. Go there or contact the Gordon Group Luxury Travel Planners, but they have exclusive beers, not even in stores. You know, they have all that small batch stuff
yep.
that we tasted while we were
yep.
down there. All that will be on the cruise. They have beer dinner set up. They have a beer Olympics, and I am calling myself the favorite to win
you
it.
You are the Carl Lewis of the beer Olympics.
No BS, bro. I'm going to win the beer Olympics. I watch Beer Fest all the time. I know all the tricks, but they have a ton of stuff going on. There's going to be events all the entire time. It's on Royal Caribbean. It's leaving from Fort Lauderdale. It's going all around the Caribbean. I'm going to be on there. It's going to be a great time. Go to FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com/cruise to enjoy one of the best cruises you'll ever be on, the Funky Buddha Caribbean Cruise.
Why we love our Funky Buddha Happy Hour. This hour also brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The list that I read in the last segment was just delightful because I was telling Solana and Crowder during the break, like I really had not read the list in advance. And when I got to the end, that was genuine. I couldn't contain my laughter, and you can't fake that on the radio. Someone texts in, why is someone losing their bleep laughing so damn funny? You're killing me. Yeah, it's contagious.
It is.
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious, bro. Some of the other texts that came in, greatest list ever, cramped up laughing at the end. Somebody says, it's Marlon Shirley all over again, which is, it is such a brilliant text that we can refer to that clip as just Marlon Shirley now is, it's just
we're
so
not supposed
great.
To be laughing now, huh?
It is so great. Somebody else texts in, please stop. People on my commuter bus think I'm crazy. We're supposed to be quiet. Somebody says, you bleepheads can't do this while I'm waiting in a doctor's office. Everyone is looking at me like an a-hole.
Oh, that's fine. They're all miserable anyway.
I absolutely love that. Maybe we could play that Marlon Shirley thing for new listeners. Maybe we'll play that this segment. We'll try to get to it if we can, because that is genuine laughter. That's probably the most broken up. Yeah, it is. There's several moments on the show where I've broken up, but that's the most broken up that I've ever gotten, you know, doing something unexpectedly, and it was inappropriate.
Because it was funny. Last segment was funny with the list, but you that was about 30 seconds.
There was, I mean, you listen to it and you think that there's dead air because I literally can't say anything.
That was a good 3 minutes.
And no one is helping me.
I couldn't do it, bro. I was laughing too.
The update bad finished.
Right. It just everything happened. Oh, maybe we'll play that in a sec. Let's get to the headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
These updates, these headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We've spoken about it multiple times today. Kenyon Drake did leave practice yesterday and was spotted in a walking boot today. He is expected to be ready and healthy for week one of the Dolphin season.
Well, we know Kalen Ballage is showing out. We've heard a lot of people talking about that.
Yeah, so Joe Shad was tweeting about it today in the Palm Beach Post. Kalen Ballage, good practice.
Drake's never been given the role a full-time 20-carry running back. This might be one of the problems. I don't know if it's injury. I don't know what it is. But now that we have Kalen, now Drake is that third down guy.
Josh Rosen took most of today's snaps with the starters. However, Ryan Fitzpatrick is still expected to start on Friday when the Dolphins play in Tampa Bay.
Okie dokie. Anything else?
The Marlins lost 15-1 yesterday in their series opener versus the Dodgers. Game 2 is tonight at 7:10 p.m. from Marlins Park. Make sure you watch that and tweet nice things for Glenn.
Don't get Glenn Geffner angry. Just tell him, no matter what's happening, tell him everything's okay. Hey, they're only down 7-1. I mean, it could have been 15-1.
You don't get Glenn to come up here.
Anything else?
And finally, Four Loko has announced it will enter the spiked seltzer market.
You're the one that told us that spiked seltzer was real hot amongst millennials, and there's a whole bunch of companies that are bringing out spiked seltzers, Four Loko being one of them.
Four Loko's version of the spiked soda will have 14% alcohol, almost three times more than White Claw, who's the leading spiked seltzer
Four
brand.
Four Loko doesn't mess around. They tell you who they are, and they don't go off brand.
Malt like, liquor.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to drink Four Loko, you are drinking it for a reason. Right? I mean, you're drinking it for a reason.
Hey, well, you know what they say, right? Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
He's ridiculous.
I like watching it because he does this. He does it. He'll say something, he immediately turns his mic off, and then he just falls underneath the console because he's cracked himself up.
Disappears. We can't see him for 2 minutes.
You have weather there, Solana.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in El Portal, Miami, which is where our Citadel studios are, it's 85 degrees and partly cloudy. Tonight, the low will drop to 79%. It feels like 94 degrees outside, and the UV index is 4 with a 10-mile visibility.
This guy does weather like no other.
I'll tell you, I've started to look forward to his weather reports because they're so bad. It worked on me, bro. You've got me roped in. I'm listening for weather more than anything else that you have to say. So you say the UV, there's 10-mile visibility?
It's a 4 on the UV index.
Yeah, what's it go to?
10-mile visibility.
What's it go to? Like the index. Is it?
69.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, here he goes.
Is there a sponsor for weather?
Yeah, you can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I like this. This is Brian Flores. Joe Shad tweeted out, Brian Flores says rookie Christian Wilkins needs better pad level and better pass rush technique. I hope he reads this, Flores said. Somebody make sure he reads that.
You know what that plays into? The same thing we said about Fitzpatrick and Rosen. When Brian Flores will get his message across through the media to his players.
And he wants it to get to them. Because there's a article from Adam Beasley in the Miami Herald. And it said, Dolphins coach Brian Flores takes Josh Rosen to task for issue that dates to college. And it's about the leadership thing. Mm-hmm. But he's been saying it in the media. He's been saying in the media what he likes about Ryan Fitzpatrick. And that is giving a lesson to Josh Rosen. Like I'm telling you, here's what I like. Here's what I like. I may not be saying it directly to you, but listen to how I'm raving about Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, take that as your blueprint.
And if his agent, if he's one of the players that really don't want to watch the media, I don't think he is because, you know, he's on Twitter and all. His agent should read that. Somebody should call him and say, hey, listen, Brian Flores is around the corner telling you what he wants to see out of you because it's things he's not praising you for, but he's praising Fitzpatrick for.
This is what Adam Beasley wrote. The Miami Dolphins, Tampa Bay Buccaneers jointly practiced. This was yesterday, Tuesday. It was a full Josh Rosen experience. His good was very good. like when he dropped a perfect spiral into Devontae Parker's breadbasket for a deep touchdown. But when things didn't stick to script, there was a time or two when Rosen reacted in a way that bothered his coach enough that he brought it up, basically unsolicited, to reporters afterward. It's interesting. He goes to the reporters. Yep. I thought he practiced okay, Brian Flores said. I think he's got to do a better job of getting guys in and out of the huddle, his communication, body language. There were some plays he didn't like, and we've just got to move on to the next play. That's the case for him and all the quarterbacks at that position. It's part of the evaluation as well. He got in there with some of those other guys. I think he did okay. Then Beasley writes, when asked to elaborate on his body language concerns, Flores continued, we want good body language out of everybody. We're going to have bad plays. We need to move on to the next one, period. Players, coaches, that's everybody. The quarterback position, they're all looking at you. That's something they have to be conscious of. I talked to him about it. I talked to all the quarterbacks as well as all the leaders on the team. They're looking at you as a leader, and I think that's an important piece of this, and people don't talk about that very much, but I think it's very important. In other words, cut out the moping, or that starting job will remain out of your grasp, Josh. That's what Adam Beasley writes. So,
I know people laugh at body language and stuff like that. Like when you say that, it's not about hoorah. It's not about slapping people's hands in the huddle and water boy. Slap hands. It's like when Chad Henne and John Beck and those guys were going into the huddle, as a fan, how do you feel? There's no confidence there as a fan. You're like, man, we've seen enough of this damn Beck. The players are humans now. We know that. When you walk into a huddle and you know that guy's not good, you're not that excited about him walking into the huddle. He has to show you something. Like, if his excitement isn't there and you're already not excited, there's nobody on this team sold on Rosen. So you're already skeptical about Rosen. You already knew Arizona drafted him number 10 overall and got rid of him after he wasn't even there for a year. He's there 9 months. So you're already questioning how good he is, how good he is at his job. And now he walks in the huddle all down. Hey, guys, trips left, you know, zone right.
I mean, he kind of sets the tenor, right? Quarterback sets
really
the tenor.
Does.
And so, you know, it actually reminds me, like, last week we had Brock Berlin on. The Miami Hurricanes were down to your Gators 33-10, right?
Yep.
If Brock Berlin comes out in the second half, doesn't have, you know, I love to say the fire in his eyes,
yeah,
but doesn't have that excitement and the belief that they can come back. They probably don't. Like, if he sets the tenor for, let's just get through this, like, I wish there was a running clock.
If the QB looks defeated, that whole offense is defeated. He's the center. He starts and stops everything. If he walks in and he gives up on it, it's over. Your team's going to lose. It's the most important position for his body language and his enthusiasm is that quarterback. Funny thing, Chad Pennington, you bring him up when you talk about quarterbacks. In my mind, the best quarterback since Dan Marino. He was so – I'm every day at practice, you'd hear him over there jacking up everybody in the huddle, talking to the defense and knowing he can hear us, knowing we can hear him. Hey, let's go and get these mother bleepers, da-da-da, and show them who's boss today. Like, he was yelling at him and turning around and pointing at us and all. You know how good those practices go when your quarterbacks come with that energy? That's what Brian Flores wants to see. You even see the fire in Brady. When Brady goes out there, you see him getting his huddle.
Peyton Manning used to. I mean, Peyton Manning would tear people apart.
I've heard Peyton Manning. He cussed out Joseph Addai so bad after a play. I wanted to hug Joseph Addai and be like, bro, my bad, man. Because I actually blitzed and Joseph missed me and I beat his pass coverage, whatever. And I got to Peyton. Peyton let the ball go. He turned to Joseph Addai and called him every word in the book in about 8 seconds. And I knew Joseph from LSU, and I was at the game. I was like, damn, bro, Peyton talks to y'all like that all the time. He said, Peyton is a perfectionist, and if you don't get up there with him, he lets you know about it. That's what Rosen needs to be. That's what Flores is talking about. Don't just go in there, win one for the Gipper conversations. Go in there with full control of what you need to do, full control of what the play, you know, consists of, and full control and understanding of your team's emotion. Get the guys going. Let's go out here and do something. Let's get this drive going. Get a first down here, and let's get rolling. Like, that's – teams need that, and it's most important at the quarterback position.
And he wants to see it from Josh Rosen. Like, he's – I mean, Brian Flores could not be more clear about it because he started talking about it where he would just give raves to Ryan Fitzpatrick for what he was doing. And now, yesterday, you know, he's saying this is what we need out of Josh. Like, he is trying to help him along as much as he can.
And the players don't know if Josh can play in this level. He's a 3-10. In my mind, if I was playing, this dude's a 3-win quarterback. That's what he was last year.
Right.
So now you question him as a leader, and if he gives you more question about how he's approaching it, It's just adding on to what I already do is question you. Josh's body language, Josh's demeanor, communication with his players is huge right now for him. He is right now in the role of trying to be the franchise-saving quarterback. Everybody knows what Fitzpatrick is. Rosen has a chance of making him forget about Tua, Fromm, and Herbert. So
that's
true. You have to take over. You have to, you know, it's a cliche. He should really be grabbing the bull by the horn right now. He shouldn't be just walking behind Fitzpatrick. He should go above and beyond whatever Fitzpatrick is doing because he still has to prove that he is a NFL quarterback and prove that he can lead the Dolphins if they do want to give up on those guys next season. He has to kick it into gear emotionally because that's the only thing that's going to have all the other 52 players behind him if they really feel like he's 100% in it mentally, emotionally, and physically.
There's something we have to get to in the next segment, which I don't know, you know, you're just getting in your car listening. Maybe we can get to the Marlon Shirley as well. We've got, what, like 40 minutes left on the program or so, a little bit less. I'd like to fit in the Marlon Shirley if we can, just because the 4 o'clock hour was fun and we should do something fun here. But there's something we stumbled into earlier in the program, and I know, you know, it's getting to be dinner time for a lot of people. I think this might turn some people's stomach, but we have to revisit it because I think it's shocking, if nothing else.
If you're a boater like me, you know it's a hassle trying to find the right place that will keep your boat looking good all the time without breaking the bank. I have the solution for you. Go holler at my boy Marty at R&M Marine Supplies. Do it yourself, guys. There are so many things on your boat that you can do yourself that when you take it places, they want to say, yeah, give it to me for 3 weeks. Give it to me for 2 months. Listen, Marty will explain it to you step by step and keep you right. R&M carries every paint, pigment, gel coat without wax, bottom paints, all sorts of interior and exterior waxes, everything you need. But the best part about R&M is that knowledge and expertise of Marty. He will provide that. He'll give you what you're looking for in your boat. It's really like having an uncle that's been working on boats his whole life, where you can go to him at any time. Hey, what do I need to do here? Somebody else might tell you $1,500, $2,000. Marty will say, hey, grab some of this wax, throw it on there. He will explain it step by step. And the thing I love about Marty, he gives you his cell phone number. You can call him any time of the day, whenever you're doing your work, and he'll explain it to you step by step. R&M carries all the fiberglass products, wax and wash cleaners, and everything for teak maintenance. If you're looking for knowledge to handle that boat maintenance project, he'll keep your boat in tip-top shape. You got to get to R&M Marine Supply, 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami. It's right by Miami International Airport. Give Marty a call. 305-634-6767. That's 305-634-6767. And like I said, guys, he's done it to me. He's helped me out so many times. He will walk you through each project the way you need to, like your uncle would, as you've known your whole life. That number is 305-634-6767. Or you can visit him on Facebook or online at rnmmarinesupply.com. For everything to keep that boat looking great, visit R&M Marine Supply.
I just saw a tweet from Blake James, the athletic director at the University of Miami. He tweeted, big news regarding Canes football future schedule coming next Tuesday. On a Tuesday. I wonder who it's going to be. We're going to try to figure it out during this commercial break, and then we'll let you know what we think the big news is going to be next on Hockman and Crowder. Wrap it up Wednesday. So Blake James, the athletic director at University of Miami, he tweeted, this is less than an hour ago, big news regarding Canes football future schedule coming next Tuesday. What could that be?
Because it's gotta be a future schedule.
Well, it's a future schedule, but like I know a lot of people want to see, you know, South Florida teams or Florida teams play UCF. But that's beneath Blake James. He's not going to tease that because then he'd be giving that kind of cachet to a program that's not on the level of UM. Like, I mean, could it be like an Alabama or a...
It would have to be.
Because didn't Nick Saban talk the other day about not wanting to schedule cupcakes all the time? Like, he wanted to play some out-of-conference real teams? Like, maybe... Maybe it'd be something like that. I mean, that would be a great home and home, wouldn't it?
For him to tweet that and make a deal, it has to be a one for one or two for two with a big school.
With a big school.
Yeah. Like it can't be USF. It can't be UCF. I'm sorry. Sorry, UCF people. I know you're national champions and all, but
I think if it is UCF, then he's doing it wrong. Like James. Like, and again, obviously he would want to set if it was a home and home, and I know they, you know, they wanted to do a 2-for-1 deal and maybe UCF agreed to it or whatnot, but I think it's gotta be something bigger than that.
I disagree though, about UCF. I think he's doing it right because UCF fans, they want to let you know they're national champions. They've been talking more than any other school in the country, more than Clemson, who won the national championship, the actual one. And I think UM fans want to play UCF. They want the home and home.
I do want to play UCF, but I don't think it would be worthy of a one-week tease from the athletic director at the 5-time national champion University of Miami Hurricanes.
You say like, Ohio State, Michigan, USC,
Someone responded to a Michigan. That would make sense, right? Stephen Ross has the Michigan ties. They play at his stadium. He could facilitate that.
Something like that. Like it would have to be a bigger school. And then it can't be Florida because you can't tease Florida. We're playing in a week and a half.
I think it could be, though. I think it could be a resumption of yearly games against Florida. It could be a resumption of if they said, we're, you know, the next 10 years or whatever.
Because I was thinking them in Florida State, but the ACC, it can't be anybody, obviously.
Florida State, obviously, they're going to continue to play. Clemson, obviously, is in the ACC. But, like, Florida, which is a big deal, obviously, it's going to be the first game of the season. Like, if they said, we're going to have a resumption, or Notre Dame. Notre Dame's another one.
Yes. It would have to be one of those Big Ten, Big 12 schools. Somebody we're not used that y'all aren't used to playing. And somebody out of the conference. A non-conference game that's competitive. And I disagree with you, Solana. I think Canes fans would be extremely more jacked up about playing Michigan 100%, than UCF.
100%. I'd like to play UCF, but, I mean, they can't come into our playground and demand equal treatment, which is what they're saying with the 1-1. Like, UM needs to hold a line with these smaller programs like UCF.
And think about it. What I would think it would be the first game next year because last year, Miami opened with LSU. Then this year, they opened with UF.
Right.
Like, it's becoming a trend where we're not scheduling cupcakes anymore.
They play a marquee game to start their season.
I would guess it's the first game next year is going to be something extremely sexy matchup.
Again, Blake James, athletic director at the University of Miami, he tweeted, big news regarding Canes football future schedule coming next Tuesday. So we'll keep an eye on that. We stumbled into this earlier in the show, and I just have to revisit it here for a moment because I know – you know, people at 5:24 are not necessarily listening at 3:00 or whenever we started talking about it. But Solana had mentioned in an update that Oscar Mayer is coming out with a hot dog flavored ice cream.
With actual hot dog bits in it, don't forget.
With actual hot dog bits in it. And I said, that sounds disgusting. Who would want a cold hot dog? And then you said, oh, just out of the blue, you know, you could eat hot dogs cold. You could eat them right out of the package, right out of the fridge.
Yes, sir.
I did not know that. I argued it. I said, no, you'd get salmonella. You'd get E. coli. You'd get listeria. Something. It doesn't
Syphilis.
Sound right.
No, I was just riding. I thought you were riding. I was with you.
Just diseases. We're naming diseases.
Yeah, yeah.
I was shocked to find out because I really thought that you had to cook a hot dog. I was shocked to find out they are fully cooked in the package. I didn't realize that. And again, we talked about it. Like, I like cold chicken, and I know it's cooked first, and then I like cold chicken. I like cold Chinese food. It's cooked first, though. But I thought hot dogs had to be cooked. You said, no, you can eat them right out of the package. So then I'm like, okay, I find out that's the truth, that you can. But I'm like, no one would do that, you know, unless, you know, you've fallen and you can't get up,
and so you drug yourself over to the refrigerator.
To the refrigerator, and you're on the ninth day. All you got is the hot dog packet.
No, man.
And I was blown away on the text machine. How many people eat cold hot dogs?
Yep. It's like a Vienna sausage or a Spam or something like that.
Like, floored by it. There's all these people texting in. Oh yeah. Chop them up, put some ketchup on it, eat it while watching a game. You were saying, you know, people that serve the kids they don't even bother cooking it.
Cut up hot dogs with ketchup on the side.
Somebody texts in, what's your Mount Rushmore of foods that are meant to be hot but taste great cold?
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza's on that Mount Rushmore.
Fried chicken. Y'all convinced me of it.
Yeah, pizza, fried chicken, Chinese food.
Yeah. But the rice?
Love it.
Yeah. The rice gets all hard and stuck in your
love
teeth.
Love it.
Well, it gets stuck in my teeth, but I have a bunch of teeth.
A bunch of teeth. I love that. What would be the fourth one? Food that's meant to be hot.
I know it's not hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs would not be on that list. I can't believe though how many yeah. people like.
But bro, think about it when you eat hot dogs at one of those lame ass barbecues with burgers and dogs. I like ribs and steak and stuff. I hate burgers and dogs barbecues.
I love it.
But when you have the burgers and dogs barbecue, once they make the hot dogs, they throw it in that foil thing. Those are room temperature when you're eating them.
No, I get you, but it's not cold. It's the notion of taking it out of the package in the fridge, putting it on a plate, and chopping it up. Like, you wouldn't, like, give me this. It's not palatable, but the thought of it is not palatable. But give me this. Would you ever take it out of the fridge, out of the package, and then put it in a bun and eat it like a regular hot dog?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you put ketchup and mustard on it, the flavor's there.
Oh, somebody's got the winner, cookie dough, on the text machine. Cookie dough is meant to be served hot because it's meant to be served as a cookie.
Yeah.
Or at least room temperature, but it's better cold.
But you're talking about a chance of getting sick? That right. has raw eggs That's, in it.
That is true. You're not supposed to.
Right, like you're really not supposed yes. to. That's not cooked. So are we doing foods that are cooked and then better cold, or just foods that are cold?
Well, we're not really doing anything, but go ahead.
Chili?
And the eagle's laughing.
That's an odd food that name connotes coldness,
yeah.
yet is supposed to be very hot. Chili is probably one of the few, if not the only.
You know what? Pasta.
Yeah, lasagna was my next one.
No, not lasagna. Not lasagna. That's disgusting. But the pasta, because you cook it, you soften it up, and you can put butter and marinara and all that crap on it. But then you get the pasta, and they make that cold-ass pasta salad out of it, too.
Well, pasta salad, though, is meant to be cold. I don't think I would put...
But it's better hot.
I don't think I would put pasta on
you
that.
You talking about a penne? A penny?
A panini?
Penne. No, you had it. Penne.
I was trying to sound smart, and I said,
It reminded me of yesterday when I said the drug peyote. I actually said peyote, and then... Solana corrected me. No, it's peyote. And I responded with, no, it's peyote.
Doesn't shock me. You like penne, Crowley. Yeah.
What Somebody is wrong says with wings, guy? Chicken wings. No, I don't like cold chicken wings.
Here's the winner. And I don't know if you'll actually know this, but Spanish tortilla.
You say tortilla?
Spanish tortilla.
Spanish tortilla. Well, I'd say tortilla, but no, like Spanish tortilla, like, you know, like ham, eggs, tortilla, fire. Much better cold. It's a common appetizer in Spanish homes.
We got you. We
common
got you.
Appetizer.
We got you.
It's a common app.
Oh, man, but the hot dog thing, it's crazy how surprised you were.
Cold hot dogs, man. And I told you, there's also this weird thing. On the text machine, a whole bunch of people texting in, yeah, love cold hot dogs, what's wrong with you? Although there was a great text, there's too many coming in now, and I'm not going to, I can't find it, but there was, it essentially said, hey, bro, it's 1 minute to nuke a hot dog, like, loosen your schedule.
Oh, man.
But I think some people just, like, they go, oh, let me grab a hot dog. Like, I don't get it. I honestly had never heard of such a thing till today. And I'm all about, you know, trying wacky food mashups and trying things. I love a peanut butter and bacon sandwich. Our producer, Dan Day, who runs our network, he's giving us a little wave there. Network, I say it loosely. He runs our network. But he grew up eating mayonnaise sandwiches. That's a mayonnaise sandwich. But is your grandma Cajun? Yeah, mayonnaise sandwich. We can't mic him, huh? We just can't.
We can't talk to Dan.
I can literally talk to Dan with head nods. I mean, what year are we in?
I love the nonverbal communication.
We have this beautiful brand new studio. We've got four television monitors in here. We've got how many computer screens in here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 computer screens. 4 big television monitors. 5 computer screens. We've got our executive producer, Alejandro Solana, across the way behind glass on one side. Dan Day, who runs the syndicated arm of Hochman and Crowder. I say that loosely. And we can't get him on a microphone, huh? I can only ask him yes and no questions and have not. It's almost like he's on death row. And like he cannot have any real human contact.
Look at him. He's talking about it.
He's delighted.
Hey, man, peyote. What is that?
I think it's mushrooms.
Peyote. Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay. Because you said it and I was rolling along. You brought it back up again. I had to ask.
Yeah.
I was like, is that another name for weed?
Yeah, I think it's mushrooms. You know how I know peyote? From Cheech and Chong movies. You ever watched that when you were growing up?
Yeah, I've heard.
Cheech and Chong used to do peyote. Peyote. That's how I know it.
So it's
I don't even know. Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it's mushrooms, but it's not. A psychedelic for sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same effect as mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
Do you know Hawk?
Peyote. I don't.
You telling on yourself?
Peyote. Let's see what the.
It's not around it, or I don't say around. It can't be famous anymore. I think that's an old drug.
Nah, mm-hmm. I think like when you go to Costa Rica, you can.
But
do
I think it is like a 70s drug.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You ever heard of ayahuasca?
Is that like a Spanish omelette?
Listen, man. You don't want to eat tortilla.
I'm sorry, tortilla.
Peyote is back there with Quaaludes.
Missing out.
It's probably back in the day, yeah.
Ask a 70-year-old man about Quaaludes. They get excited.
Cold, soft Taco Bell tacos, somebody says. I could see eating a cold, soft taco, not a hard taco.
Because a hard taco mushes up. It gets
soft. There's something about eating a cold, hard taco versus a cold, soft taco. I don't think I would like either one, to be quite honest.
My football team had a sleepover Saturday. And they brought them big 30 taco boxes.
Those are the best, man.
And them kids went through 120 cold, soft tacos after a little basketball.
What? Yeah, I mean, like, once you've got it and they're out, like, if they were hot at one point. Cold is different than room temperature. Cold, yeah. I'm talking, that's what's so unpalatable about the hot dogs. It's not a hot dog that's been on the grill and then sat out on the picnic table for 50 minutes. And so it's not a hot dog, but that's okay. Like, the notion of taking a hot dog out of the packet from the refrigerator and then just chowing down, I don't get it. But a lot of people do it.
Solana eats it without biting them. Right down the hatch.
Right down the hatch. Give me more.
Big penne fan, huh?
Yeah.
I love me some penne.
Look at you, the kielbasa queen. It's from the Howard Stern Show. All right, we have to. Maybe we'll get to Marlon Shirley in the next segment. I know that I've been teasing Marlon Shirley.
We'll get there.
Oh my goodness.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion.
Cook your hot dogs for the tailgate.
They might cook them. Publix, they're going to have them right now. Football season's here, and for a special occasion like football season we all love, Publix brought out something special. You got to try the new Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. Listen to these ingredients. Stacked high with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, and cheddar cheese, topped off with that tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Be the king of the tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. You got to start with that Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. But all the great deli items you've been eating for years. You love that sweet tea, that lemonade. I get 2 gallons of both every time I go. They have platters. They got all the drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks. Publix has all your tailgating needs. And I love this for the busy dads, busy moms that are getting ready, having the kids running around, baseball, football, basketball, whatever it is, but also want to tailgate. Publix delivers, and they are so convenient. Order what you want, and they will deliver it to the busy parents for your wonderful tailgate or house party. Find all your tailgating party needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Somebody texted in 1 minute to microwave a hot dog. Bro, update that microwave, because mine nukes those babies in 15 seconds. 100% correct there. I gotta get a new microwave.
The one that doesn't even, the bottom doesn't move, just sits in one place.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You got a ding, you gotta turn
sauce
it.
Sauce in there from 1997. All right, we're gonna take a quick break here. Final segment next of Hockman and Crowder. 5 o'clock hour, Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Makes us happy.
Got some hot gun in the car.
Yeah, buddy.
Went to the store on the way here, and I said, you know what? Let me pick up a six-pack for later.
Today's been fun. I'm not even lying. This is a Marconi Award-winning effort.
I'm with you.
I feel good about the last 3 hours. And, you know, I always feel like we start at 2, but we don't. It's like 1:55. So it's like the last 3 hours and 48 minutes.
Take all the stations, Papa.
Take all the stations, Papa. Take all the stations, Papa. It's a damn simulcast. My favorite part is when people hate the show. There's a lot of people, they don't like to laugh. They want their serious sports, and they want to be negative about everything.
Yep.
And that's how they live their life. And they don't like to laugh. And we like to laugh. We like to laugh constantly, as much as possible, and hopefully at someone's expense.
That's about everything and everybody, every situation.
But there are people that don't like it. They get in their car. They want their serious sports. They want it to be negative. And now with the simulcast, I love the fact that they're like, oh, these guys are talking about hot dogs, eating raw hot dogs, and I can't take it, and they flip to the other sports station, and surprise, it's us.
I wonder if somebody ever changed over and just given up and listened.
I wonder, this is how passively people listen to radio. I bet that there are people going, oh, I do not like what they're doing, and they flip over to the other station, and they listen to us and love it. Hey, now, these guys know what they're talking about.
You know what? I guarantee there's somebody
I guarantee you. People listen to radio passively. I guarantee you there are people, they're listening on 560, they flip over to 790, it's the same damn show, and they're like, you know, this I can't stand that other show. This show's good.
They got a little more sense.
Those guys are ridiculous on the other station. And then they flip to 104.3 HD2, and then 96.5 HD2.
Woo!
99.9 HD2.
Woo!
Now, the funny part is, like, none of these stations are working. They're all broken.
It's funny, everybody texts in. They get us best on 560.
Were we on the air today on 790? I know they had some issues this morning.
I don't know.
Good job.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
How are you listening? Text it in right now. How are you listening to us? Because there's myriad ways that you could be listening to Hockman and Crowder right now. Text us right now, 67974. Texts on Hock and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Text us right now, 67974. How are you listening to us? Radio.com, one of the AM stations, one of the FM HD2 signals. I don't know how else that would be it, right? There's five options, right? You could be listening on the radio.com app or
four stations.
One of the two AM stations or one of the two FM HD2 stations. Yeah, I'm curious how people are listening.
There's two radio.com apps, though, that they could be, right? Because there's one radio.com app, but there's a 560 stream and a 790 stream.
Oh, right. You could go to the websites and listen live.
Right. No, like on radio.com.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Ooh. No, but that's still on the radio.com app.
Right, ooh. But there's two sources
right
through the radio.com app. So really there's six ways
to
listen.
Stations and streams, and we doing it. Listen, there's 1,000 ways.
Man, I'm looking at all the texts that are coming in right now. I mean, it is literally everywhere. They're coming in too fast, so I'm going to... How are you listening? Painfully. Painfully made me laugh. Look at them all coming in. There's somebody listening to us on 94.9 Zeta.
I don't think that's us. Like you said, it wouldn't know no different.
Look at all these texts coming in. I'm telling you, it is every which way. 560, radio.com, 104.3 HD2, 790 the ticket, 99.9 HD2, papa, 104.3 HD2, 790, radio.com at 560, 790, 104.3. Man, that's a lot of them. All right, so what did we accomplish today? Tom DeAngelo was on with us from the Palm Beach Post. We talked some Miami Hurricanes football with him. Will Manso from Local 10, he was on with us. He was excellent.
You and him jumped on old Glenn Geffner.
We did. We took it to Glenn Geffner verbally and via Twitter.
What are we going to do tonight if the Marlins get crushed again?
I am tweeting at Glenn Geffner.
You're going to do that?
Yes.
Talk.
I'm with you.
You know I have a personality defect.
But he's not even a dude like that, man. He doesn't want the back and forth.
He ain't about that life.
Where did you learn that? Who taught you that?
I saw it in a movie.
Leroy? Who taught you that?
I want all the smoke, papa.
Once again, if you missed the earlier portion of the show, the top 10 foods on a stick. 1, corn dogs. 2, popsicles. 3, meat kebabs. 4, caramel apples. 5, lollipops. 6, cake pops. 7, fruit kebabs. 8, cheesecake. 9, pie pops. 10, other foods on...
You can't even get through it.
10, other foods on sticks, whatever they may be. This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. That will do it for us today, Papa. We will speak to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, the local hour, and then the simulcast beginning at 3. We will speak with you mañana.
Y'all still mad at Terry Porter.
Is that what they mean by raw dog?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.